form-based code will be the new zoning for the Bonanza Park or Beaupaw area as it gets redeveloped. It's a more pedestrian-friendly neighborhood-type feel for zoning. Two special meetings will be held Wednesday afternoon and evening. Park City Planning Director Thomas Eddington says one will be held at the Boneyard from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. for area landowners and others interested in asking questions about form-based code.
For the neighbors and those who want to come out and ask questions and see the information that we've already got completed, they can come out there, and Christy will be there, I'll be there, some other planners will be there, our consultants will be there, and that way if they want to avoid kind of some of the going through the document, if you will, at the nightly meeting, they can certainly go there and get the information up front.
The other will be held at the Marsac Building at 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday. It's a special planning commission meeting that will run through more details on how form-based code has evolved for Bonanza up to this point.
We'll probably start with some larger policy questions, making sure that they agree with the recommendations with regard to parking, making sure they agree with recommendations regarding heights, et cetera, I think things like that, and then start to get into the character zones, which you could also define as the neighborhoods of the overall Bonanza Park area.
Park City planner Christy Alexander says they planned for parking to contribute to a pedestrian-friendly feel.
For now, we basically just relegate the parking to go behind the buildings or to the side as opposed to going in front of them, which is what the general commercial zone dictates you can do at the moment. And that way, bringing the buildings to the street creates a more pedestrian-oriented feel and character and more neighborhood-type feel, so you can hang out with your friends and family and have a more enjoyable experience on the street.
They say that instead of minimum numbers for parking, there will be maximum numbers of parking spots. This is to encourage more foot and bicycle traffic. Alexander says since there will be residential structures in the area, there will be what is known as shared parking.
Because residents will be gone during the day at work and the commercial will be used during the day and vice versa, residents will be coming home at night where commercial will go stagnant. And so that way you can provide less parking, but still maintain that parking ratio that's perfect for the people in the neighborhood.
That's Park City planner Christy Alexander. Some additional considerations, they say, are building heights and view corridors. All this will be discussed again Wednesday afternoon at the Boneyard from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m., then at the Park City Planning Commission meeting at the Marsac Building beginning at 5:30 p.m. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.